I'm sanctuary. Hey, yeah. I know I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm sanctuary. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sanctuary. Teach me the truth of my soul. A spiritual immune system against fraudulent love. The greatest chess move I play is going within. This is what puts me on game. Now I must own the role of the high priestess of who I am. In sanctuary, I find sovereignty.
Peace and blessings, family. Welcome to the Revolution is Black Love podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 9th. And as Tony Jones said, high priestess, we got a high priestess with us today, okay? Y'all know who it be. She's back. Grandmother walks on water. And of course, when she comes on, we have to go in deep waters. And today's show, y'all gonna love this. It's gonna hurt some of y'all. Mother and father wounds, healing the heart chakra. Okay? Look, even Brother Richard just said, he felt that, okay? The vibe is going to be high. So folks, as y'all know, just all year, we've been focusing on breaking these generational curses for us people of African descent across the diaspora. And to do that, we got to go in, we got to go deep, and we got to have on folks like Grandmother Walks on Water, who is not afraid to swim in them deep waters. She been there, back and forth, been through her hells and back, and she on to share and to continue to teach us. So we're going to go in. We're going to be speaking about this, different issues, and I don't know if we're going to have to do a part two or what, but today we're going to definitely, y'all, kind of take our time with this a little bit, because we're going to be speaking about some very deep topics. Of course, there's much going on in the world today. We got, unbelievably, a genocide currently going on in 2024, Palestinians. This is phenomenal. We have this going on. We have, in the backdrop, a presidential election going on. With European descent, person of Indian, Jamaican descent, who has a Jewish husband. We see that the administration continue to say they are continuing to back Israel in whatever they may need. And so we have people of color right now being genocide. This should be of concern to us as people of African descent. We know what that is. If some of us forget, let us remind you. Do your history, do your research. So, folks, we want to also keep that in mind. So we're going to go into, begin to discuss our topic. We're going to bring on our guest. We're going to take just a little mini break with Rochelle, and then we're going to come back. Y'all, we've got to go in. Rochelle Farrell, Wound the Way. Dad, I was about to start crying. Everybody about to be healed this morning, okay? I felt that. That is Wound in the Way by Rochelle Farrell. Today's show, Mother and Father Wounds, Healing the Heart Shock with Grandmother Walks on Water. Are you with us?
I am with you, Halito, Tumashikma, my new family, my old family, my becoming family.
I know that's right. Everybody fam, okay?
Yes.
Woo, woo. Grandmother, we going in. And folks, you've been teaching us across the diaspora about going to our higher self, about how to eat, how to live, breaking soul ties, but really getting this trauma up off of us. And today we're going to be talking about healing this heart chakra, because me and you talked a little bit, and it all boils down to this lack of love. And I say heart chakra because, folks, towards the end of the show, this is going to come back up. But we're going to go into this with you, grandmother. Can you please, when we talk about grandmother, about mother and father wounds, and we talk about people of African descent, and just one of our stories that we've been through, coming through racism, white supremacy, but the slavery, the being ripped away from Mother Africa, families being decimated, separated. When we talk about mother and father wounds, what comes to your mind, grandmother? What are we going into?
Well, if you want to oppress the mind to use this somebody's labor and intellect for your own benefit, you have to separate them from their ideology that they deserve to engage their own intellect and become stable with that intellect. You have to change how they see themselves. And so in order for you to do that, you have to separate the mother from the father. Because, you know, the Ankh is the vagina, the penis, and the offspring. The top of the Ankh is the womb, the bottom is the phallic, and then the arms of that are the children. So in order for you to change somebody's identification of themselves and of their culture, their relationship with Creator, their relationship with nature, you have to separate the mother and the father from each other. You have to put them at war with each other. You have to make it so that instead of looking at the villain that has caused our trauma, we are taught to look at each other. And so therefore, you can use them to build your own wealth, your own society, your own idea of what life is for you, and leave them traumatized and shambles, not being able to build their own wealth, their own family, their own community, their own empire. Because the parents are the foundation of the family. They lead the family in the direction. The mother is the most important part of that family, because she prays for the family. And she feeds the family. And she brings the gentleness of heart to the family. Now, if you separate the parents from each other, the mother is at war. She feels alone. And so now she starts to develop a male personality to protect herself and her offspring, because she's alone.
Grandmother, I just dropped the mic. You know, she just coming. you slapping us upside the head. Ain't that everybody, mother? Didn't tap too much into the masculine, hard on the children.
We are angry that we are alone, and our men are angry that they don't know how to lead. They don't know how to provide. They don't know how to support. And so the mother and father are arguing and fighting with each other.
At war, as you said.
They're at war constantly, because the roles of the male and the female, the mother and the father, have been torn to pieces. So you have a woman who is working 8 hours a day, who is still expected to come home and start another job, taking care of the family. I always say to women when I work with them, I will work as long as I'm not married. The day I get married, I'm coming home, because that is a full-time job. And I'm going to do the best at my job I'm not going to have anything interfere with my job. So that means I can only marry a man that says, I want my wife to take care of children. Because there are many men who have developed feminine characteristics. They want to be taken care of like a pimp. Because they did not see men in their environment that enjoyed hard work. That hard work gave them a sense of pride, a sense of stability, a sense of ownership of their space in the world. And like when I was young, if a man was interested in me, I would tell him, come over to my house. When he got to my house, I said, go in my garage and get my lawnmower and mow my lawn for me. Before you step foot in my house, I want to see your work ethic.
I know that's right.
Yeah, because many men would just, they would, oh, I don't know how to do that. Well, then you better keep it pushing. I need you to bang a nail around here.
I need you to change a tire or something, paint some walls up in here.
If the lights go out, I need you to know where the box is. Okay. Go and just change the fuses. Whatever's going on. This washing machine starts acting up. I need you to take that apart. Yes.
I have been on this. I have seen brothers broke down the side of the road. They don't know how to change a tire. I'm like, oh my God, are you sick? Yeah, don't not change a tire.
No, because our men are becoming girly. I mentioned this before. The food that our men are eating is female cows and chickens, and on top of that, the food industry is putting artificial female hormone. So now you have just all kinds of estrogen in your body, and you can't do nothing, and you're tired all the time, and you're always arguing and fussing about something. Stop.
And Brother Richard just said, lower your testosterone. You know, I was thinking when you said about the women taking care of the men I used to work in, when I go to the shelters, I got to deal with the younger women. And in these groups, I mean, part of the reason why some have lost their homes or they displaced or don't have, you taking care of 3, 4, 5 babies and a grown male. Are you serious? No. You laying up and this male got children.
Right.
By and ain't take care of it. No. That is not how that works.
And no, because women have to be taught to be like female animals in the wild.
But
like
some of them grandmother saw their mothers do the same thing, and their mothers do the same, so they carrying this on. And I'm like, sis, no, that is not how that goes.
This is a generational curse.
Yes, grandmother.
Because now you're treating a man as if he's one of your children.
Exactly.
And now he's mad that you treat him like a child. You're talking to him like he's a child.
What's the movie, Baby Boy? The movie Baby Boy? Baby Boy.
Because there's no father there. And so a woman cannot turn a boy into a man.
And what's
I don't care who out there wants to argue with me about that. It's not true.
And what's the other movie, Jumping the Broom? Well, he wanted to get married to the girl and the mother kept interfering. At one point, he was like, I am your son. I'm not your husband.
Yes. And so this is the problem that we are suffering from our enslavement, is that our family unit and the jobs of each of the family members was shredded.
And love not to be found nowhere. Love to be found. That ain't even a word in this situation.
So they did an excellent job of putting us in a paper shredder. And we scrambling around trying to put the pieces back together.
She said a paper shredder. You know what a paper shredder look like? You ever try to put together something that been shredded? It is like, you could do it, but still it's like, you said we've been putting a paper shredder, grandmother.
Yeah, so the women will have to decide that they want a better life. They'll have to decide that choices will make or break our life in the future. I said to one of my goddaughters, I never argue with men or nag them or suspect them or smell their clothes or try to figure out what they're doing. I don't need to know what you're doing. I need to know what you bring into the family. And I need to know that you are willing to grow out of the enslavement buck mentality. that you want more than we have had. I need to know that you love your family more than anything else, and there's no amount of work that you won't put in to build a foundation for your family. And then I got you. When you come home from work, you come into a beautiful house with beautiful organic food, music playing. We discuss what we need to discuss. We put things on the table that need to be tabled until the next time when we can figure out how to discuss it. Because we have developed a Jerry Springer relationship format. So our people have to cleanse their palate. Like BET is owned by our enemies. And they are making movies to keep us in the mentality of separation that they set out for us to have.
And not just that, grandmother, movies been made to keep us in our wounds.
Yeah.
You think our hurt, our pain is your heart and an experience. F that, no, it's not. You know, this is real pain and it keeps us trapped. This is a lower vibration.
Yeah.
You can't recreate nothing good. You can't recreate no life. You talking about, man, when you say, I got you, the man come on, we eating, we sitting down, who wouldn't want that? But if you ain't never seen that, I want to say, shit, can I, if you ain't never seen that growing up, and then even woman got that, and she, he like, what? And even on the, bro, Richard's shaking his head, he like, you know what I'm saying? How do you graduate?
You can't, because you have a steady diet of poison. And people like Tyler Perry, just because he's the same brown as us, he's our mortal enemy.
See, he's keeping us in our wound.
And he's keeping the black man looking weak. All right? He is our enemy. And we should boycott him to save our families.
Boycott, because that's how he started his career. Black man in a dress,
right?
It's like, that's deep. But who said that? That was Little Richard. I saw a clip someone sent me where he was like, when he's more feminine, this is years ago, he was more accepted. He said when he's been more masculine, they ain't like that. But he said he knows when he was more feminine. I'm like, god damn, you to realize this. And to be in the club, if I want to get the money, if I want to get the house, I want to get the cars, guess what? I gotta do. But I'm gonna get on my knees. Hello.
Even with Prince, yeah. Prince understood that the black man is Anglo man's worst nightmare, the worst enemy. Ooh. And so what Prince did was made himself look androgynous to become famous. Now he has no homosexual energy whatsoever. But he has this beautiful, rich, deep voice, and he got a mind.
He was mastermind, brilliant. Mind.
Yeah, but he understood that the greatest threat to American Anglo men is a masculine.
Talk about a black man. Ain't nothing like a black man. Come on.
Michael Jackson also understood the same thing. I have so many stories people say about him that he didn't even talk, that his real voice wasn't even like that. That he had a deep voice, and he'd be cussing and telling him, what these. Yeah, people that knew him said he was a real brother. But he understood. He understood that in America, the thing that Anglo men do not want of any vicinity of where they are thinking or looking or walking is a black man that knows who he is, his power, his masculinity, his drive, his fortitude, his ability to compete. That's what they don't want, because they can't compete with our men. So we have a lot that we are dealing with.
Yes.
And in order for us to, because this culture.
But what you just said, grandmother, just to go back, we just to become men and women again. We got to be taught that. You know, that's what you're saying.
Because
in the system, white supremacist race, uncle only be one man. This is Dr. Francis Crest Wilson Talls. Okay. Uncle be one man. You're going to be a boy, girl. You can't, you know, and so even being a woman. you know, what is that? What does it look like? What does it do? How does it actualize? A man, what does that do? What does it look like? How does it actualize? We have been, ooh, you talking about such severe damage, okay?
Right.
Centuries. The wound bleeding, oh, you bleeding out.
Yeah. We're on the side of the road bleeding out.
Oh.
And for years, they raped our grandmothers.
Oh.
And they wanted to say that our grandmothers were loose. That's why they couldn't avoid them.
Not just rape, rape the grandmother. Then you rape your daughter. Come on now.
Yeah, you raped your daughter.
You know what I'm saying? This is...
So they have finally turned us into what they intended to turn us into.
Mm.
So the divine womb has decided herself that she's a whore.
Mm.
And she has decided it's okay for her to be what her master wanted her to be. She's finally found a place in her mind that she's decided to be okay with that. And then you'll have Megan Thee Stallion and Foxy Brown and Cardi B. They have been programmed through generations to believe something about themselves that is not true.
Ooh, I just saw a commercial. I think it was Megan Thee Stallion. It was Roman gladiators and the football players. Now, the gladiators, that was about them going to an arena and ripping people apart and slaves. And I think all the football players was white. And you had this young black beautiful talking about something wrong. But that's how it was staged. And I'm like, this shit, look at this. You know, this is just not, like you said, programmed through centuries.
Right. You to become something we are not, because the Anglo-Saxon is an uncivilized, beastly creature.
Mm.
And now we have decided that they're okay. Their culture is something we should aspire to.
Mm.
And so the only way forward for us is to separate from them.
When you say that separation, and I see that on every level, when I hear you speak, I rewind some of your conversation. I know we just had a lunar eclipse, which is about separation. And let me tell y'all, folks, these programs that we begin to have, we getting ready for 2025, right? 2024, comes up to number 8, right? Xfendi, you correct me, grandmothers, I'm talking. 2025 comes up to number 9, which is about endings, closing stuff out, letting things go. So we're preparing folks for y'all to close things out, have endings, break soul ties. That's what these shows is going to be about. We are preparing you for that. So all 2025, we shutting, I want to say shut. We letting stuff go. We shutting stuff down. We burning stuff up to come to our higher self. And when we go back, we talking about the lunar eclipse. This is what this is about, right, grandmother? Breaking, ending things, breaking soul ties. Am I correct?
Yeah. We had an eclipse on the 5th, and that eclipse was in Virgo. And Virgo is like cleaning house. Virgo is the mother. All right. It's the divine womb, and we need to take the rest of this year and start to detox ourselves and start to go into rehab.
Mm.
You know, when a person doesn't want to use drugs anymore, they got to go to rehab.
That's right.
Because the drug will keep talking to them.
Ooh.
When they are sleeping, when they are eating, when they are walking. Mm. So what we got to do is right now go into rehab. Mm. We have to begin to separate ourselves.
Come on, what Erykah Badu said in her song, Grandma said, they dropped me a Mickey, dropped a Mickey in my drink.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, they've dropped a Mickey in our drink, and we're out of our mind.
Mm.
Because when you can have this Kamami Harris, this evil witch, stand up.
I just realized what you're talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm.
In front of our people and lie to us in our face.
Mm.
And I want our family to understand she's married to a fake Jew, an Anglo-Saxon pretending to be a Hebrew.
Mm.
The people in that created Israel, they don't have any Jewish blood, period. They brought the African Falasha Jews into Israel to try to give themselves some credibility. Mm. But these people are Russians and Germans and Polish. They are all aspect of Europeans. They are not Jews. They are not Hebrew. They created the term Jew so that they could take what was out.
I can't think of the author.
I want you all to understand that. If she gets to be the president, she's going to bleed this country dry with her Jewish husband and give Israel all of our money. We're about to be a third world country. I would encourage everybody to pay attention to her, what she says and what she doesn't say.
She's going to be used.
So you're talking about chess moves on a political scheme. And it's a scheme going on. It's interesting.
Our people are going to drown, and they're not going to have a clue as to how to find a safety net, how to find a raft. Our people are going to be drowning and eaten by sharks if they continue on the path we're continuing on.
Let me ask you, Grandmother, when you say that, and you mentioned a little bit ago about detoxing, about how the drug speaks to you having to go into rehab, is this what you're going towards, the rehab that we need? In order, man, I'm talking, man, they do rehab, what, a few months? We might need, what, a century rehab? I mean, what does this entail when you're talking about rehab?
We need to move away from their culture.
Mm-hmm.
We need to deliberately make a choice to not watch BET, to not watch any sports, to not watch any Tyler Perry movie. To not watch any movies where somebody's being killed. To not watch anything that doesn't uplift us. We're not watching any more slavery movies. We're going to watch movies if we must. But I would say we need to go into detox and go into to a recovery. And just allow our brain and heart and soul and body to heal. I know there are some people that have their TV on all the time. I don't own a television. I haven't had a television in my house in 30 years. Because I want to think about what I want to think about. I don't want other people to tell me what to think about. I don't want other people to try to panic me and make me feel like they have more power over my life than they do. I want to be in my God consciousness, and I want to get messages straight from heaven about what my next move is.
So let me pause you right there, Grandmother, before we go into God consciousness. You talked about the different things that we have to stop doing, which are all things, family, that feed the wound. And that's what I realize as I'm here. It feeds that wound. It keeps us in an unhealed state. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about going into rehab, this spiritual rehab, to heal, right? To heal, yes. To start to love of self. Which Grandma just put out this horrific contextualization of our lives. Well, that's a song too. Well, love don't live here. I can't think of that. Yeah. Well, love wasn't even, it didn't even come in the front door or the back.
Right.
So the
love
heart,
don't
the heart.
Live here anymore.
Come on, Grandmother. Come on, sing that. Grandmother can sing, y'all, okay? Okay, yeah, we about to hear a little later. There it is. Love don't live here anymore. Ooh. Yes, that's
and
love.
What we want is for love to live here.
Come on.
We want love to live here.
Yes. Heal the heart chakra. Yeah. And we want, my Grandma, I want you to go into the heart chakra. Some of our heart chakra never even been activated. The heart ain't even been activated. It's frozen. That stuff is in ice for some of us. Don't know love. Love wasn't even living with us. Dang.
Yeah, because if our parents were not loved, how can they teach us what they don't know how to do?
Say it again.
How can they give us what they never had?
Say it again. Shoot.
And so we don't want to blame our parents for being enslaved. We want to recognize their enslavement, and we want to make a choice to go in another direction, because a person that does the wrong thing can be beneficial for you to know what not to do.
That's right.
And so we want to be able to separate ourselves from the enslavement culture that we're living in. All right. Mm. Anglo-Saxon people do not believe in God. Know that.
Mm.
They have a God conscience. They think they are God. That's why they're in a laboratory making people.
Mm.
They have a God complex.
Would they be doing a cloning of themselves?
Yeah.
The cloning, the Frankenstein, the movies be real talk, y'all.
And to say to children that you are a girl, that you're in the wrong body, and you're a boy, you're in the wrong body, that's sacrilegious.
Because
what you're saying is that God in heaven is up there making mistakes.
Ooh, come on now. Come on now. They have the audacity to step into the God position. The audacity.
That's a lie. Understand what they are saying. They are saying that I'm your God, and I'm telling you that you can change your sexual identity. The God in heaven has no authority over you. I'm your God.
Teach. Come on.
That's what they are saying.
Whew. God made a mistake. God made a mistake. Shoot.
God's upstairs sleeping and drunk and don't know what person to put in what body.
Mm.
That is a lie.
Mm.
That is a lie. Because they may be able to manipulate cells, but they can't make no cells.
Mm. Come on now.
They can manipulate nature and trees, but you can't make no tree.
Mm.
You may be able to splice things and change it, but you can't make it from scratch, so you ain't God. Mm. So you don't tell me that the God I serve is making mistakes and that you are more powerful than the God I serve. I dare you to say that to me.
Ooh, Grandma, we got to take a little break because I'm about to... Bro, Richard Lammy, the walls is on fire, y'all. Y'all know how we doing, Grandmother. Come on, okay? I'm on fire. Don't give me no wood. Let me burn it. Okay, woo, I can stand the fire. God damn, excuse me. So we going to take, bro, Richard, like, yeah, we need to take a little break. Okay, y'all, we gonna drop a little bit more Rochelle on you. Okay, y'all. Okay, Rochelle going to come back in, and then we going to go back in with Grandmother. We'll be back, family.
As time passes by, they begin to multiply their wounds in my way, adding up secretly like the rings of an oak tree. They're wound, some old and some new. They begin to accrue a strange sort of value, something you think worth holding on to. 'Cause you don't want to change who you I know you don't. He doesn't strong and true, and when he gets angry, gets misconstrued into violence and wounds. And she loves him equally, but when she feels misunderstood, instead of sharing openly and honestly, she's withholding. There are wounds in me. There are wounds.
All right, family, y'all back. Join us. We just finished a beautiful song by Rochelle Pharrell, Wound in the Way. If you just joined us, or if you've been joining us, of course, this is The Revolution is Black Love. We are going in. We have a very special honorable guest. Grandmother walks on water. You know, when she comes, we go in. That's what she always teaching us. Today's topic is mother and father wounds healing the heart chakra. And y'all, we going in. I had to take, my producer said I had to take a break because I was going off in here. Grandmother's dropping it so deep. I was about to just set fires to everything. He said, we need to take a break since the time I was about to put, I was about to burn the walls down. Literally, she had me on fire. So this is a show, y'all. Y'all need to go back and listen to over and over again. It's this, it's that type of show. This is a very special show today. Okay, so grandmother, you still with us?
I am.
Okay. So that was our girl, Rochelle Farrell, y'all. Mad love, beautiful voice. Voice is an instrument. Are you familiar with her grandmother, Rochelle Farrell?
I'm very familiar with her.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't like people that are making a living as singers and can't sing. So there are a few singers that are on my list that are worthy of me being bothered with them, and she is absolutely one of them.
I know that's right. And Rochelle Farrell is not as known as you would think with the powerful voice that she has. Okay.
Oh, she's not going to be. No, they don't want any powerful voices coming from us. Because sound is a medicine. Sound is a healer. Sound is a way changer. And so they want to be sure that the sound coming from the womb of our women is redirected to pop music. Because there's no power in that. There's no change coming from that. There's no healing coming from that.
I remember we had your daughter on. Y'all, just so y'all, in case some of y'all didn't know, this is the mother of legendary in the making artist Mamuna Yousef, aka Mumu Fresh. I remember we had Mumu on a couple of years ago, and we was talking about music, of course, and she was like, that R&B music, she said, that's dead music. That's what she said. She said it's dead music. She said, you can't feel nothing. That's what you just said, grandmother.
Yeah, because what they did was they took the magic of what we are naturally able to send out of ourselves and our heart, our energy. They took the magic of that, and then they turned it into something that is unusable for us to heal. So they redirected hip hop, because they saw that it was making our children think. It was giving our children a focus. So they redirected it, and they created gangster rap. Gangster rap is not organic. It was created by Jews, by Anglo-Saxons. So then in the original rap, we talked about what was going on around us. What was they wanted? And men and women were equally participating in this new form of art.
Yes.
So what they did was separated men from women by creating gangster rap and having our men call us out of our name.
And then the women's calling each other out their names. The same thing.
And this goes back to what I'm saying to us. We have to detox. Because you hear something all the time, every day.
Yes.
That will become your life. That will become your way of thinking, your way of doing. So in order for us to heal, we have to detox from poison.
When you say that, grandmother, detox, heal, so we're talking about an unhealed, they have to keep us in an unhealed state. You're describing a totally unhealed state. I mean, 24/7 unhealed. And then you hearing that 24/7, you bring that stuff home, unhealed, home environment, totally unhealed. They got all these unhealed people walking around. Dad, no wonder we so messed up.
And your children are being exposed before they're even adult.
Yes.
That's okay for a boy to call a girl a bitch. All right? It's okay for her to go along with that. Because let me tell you something. My grandson was homeschooled until he was 13. Then my daughter put him in a school. And my grandson came home and told her that a little girl that was his age in middle school, 13, says to him, where are you going after school? He said, I'm going home. He said, you want to come to my house and watch pornography? He said, no. Why would you ask me that?
The little girl asking the boy that.
Yes, because he was homeschooled, so he was not accustomed to having any kind of sexual conversation with other children.
So if she asked that at 13, how long has she been exposed to pornography?
Exactly. Exactly.
How long to ask something so just like we going up to the cafe, get a coffee. You want
Exactly.
But you know what's crazy?
This is the poison.
You know what's crazy is that they're putting that kind of stuff in cartoons, kids stuff. So it's like a lot of them, it's normal for them to talk about porn and all that because it's in the cartoons.
Exactly. So this demon that we are having to engage before we beat the brakes off of him.
Yes.
This demon is creating an adult, a sexual being out of a child.
Mm.
So now,
totally
how are you
distorted.
Able to be,
a distorted masculine, distorted feminine. Distorted. Yeah, my God, what do you do with this? That.
Well, they're giving us their world. Because on Hulu, there is a series. It's called Harlots. And it's about the 1700s in London.
Mm.
And they're saying that, I don't know, the percentage of women that were in the sex trade in the 1700s in England is like, it's enormously high.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at Africa in the 1700s and Native people in the 1700s here,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have any whorehouses.
Mm-hmm. Almost non-existent.
We didn't have any women that was walking the street selling their bodies.
Because
mm-hmm. we had a culture that protected everybody and supported everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any, even right now, they don't have no old people's homes in Nigeria.
That's right.
In Ghana. Because we have a culture that is civilized.
Let me interrupt you real quick, Brother Richard. You had a thought from my producer.
I was going to say, just to piggyback off the sexuality and entertainment, speaking on the arrest of Sean Puffy Combs, he was a star, and they was one of the things that they spoke on was that it's so many white male executives that have been doing this same thing for centuries, and they've never been brought on trial, they've never been arrested, they never been had their reputation scrutinized, and they were saying that even with Diddy, he was groomed by these kind of higher up rich white executives to be this kind of person. So it seems like these white executives are hiding behind all these black stars that have done things to black people for years that are penalized for it. And it's just disgusting.
It's the grandmother saying we've been devilized. Is that the word?
Yeah, they're using our art to destroy us with it.
Ooh.
All right, because they saw that we had something that could create a revolution, which was wordplay, sound, hip-hop. Mm. They saw that right there could have changed us forever, and they decided, no. We must grab a hold of this and redirect this.
And it's a book, y'all, by author, Dr. Amos Wilson. He has several books, but one of the terminologies he uses is transduction of energy. What he's describing where when we were enslaved, our ancestors enslaved, how they redirected their energy to 24/7 you working in them cotton fields. Were you able to build a global empire, global wealth? And he calls that transduction of energy. And he talks about how they could change this day. That's what you're describing, Grandma. That's what Brother Richard is. You're talking about transduction of energy, like it's redirecting water. You know, you redirecting it. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to songs from Motown. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl?
That just put a smile on my face. Even Brother Richard smiling. You see?
This is how our men talked about us. In the 60s. Our relationship, our family relationships were redirected to put us in the state of emergency that we're in right now.
We in a state of emergency, y'all. FYI, so if you didn't know.
We must go into rehab.
We gotta go on rehab.
Separate ourselves from Satan to cleanse our palate, to cleanse our memory, to open up space for the creation of understanding to start to catch on fire within.
I want to ask you, grandmother, you talk about, you're saying so much, god dang, I'm trying to take notes, I can't even write fast enough. You talk about cleansing. I remember you saying that with the woman and her body, she's in a relationship with a man, and it has been volatile or violent or unhealthy, unhealed. It takes years for her to cleanse him out of her energy.
Yeah, you don't want to jump into another relationship. Mm. You want to burn all your panties.
I know that's right. Yeah, y'all hear that?
You want to toss your bed out.
Ooh.
Move if you can, but if you can't, get rid of the place where the toxic energy was most present.
Mm.
All right.
That's interesting. You said where the toxic energy was most present. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if y'all argue in the kitchen, get rid of all your kitchen table and stuff and get new stuff. If you're in a sexual relationship with a man that is toxic, you got to get that bed out of it.
Mm.
You got to smudge your house. You got to cleanse your house.
Mm.
You got to wash your water, your floors with a little bit of Florida water in it. You got to cleanse that energy.
And y'all, we talking about men and women. We talking about men and women, y'all. Cleanse
it. Men and women.
That's right.
It's some terrible. It's some terrible wounded toxic women. Can't nobody get along with them.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, you have to cleanse that. And so what I'm saying, that's your personal in-house cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to cleanse yourself from America as well. Because America is a nasty, filthy, beastly creature.
That's when you...
She's
when you,
the whore of Babylon.
When you talk about soul ties, it made me think, not just soul ties as individually, but the soul tie that we have had with the colonizer, with our oppressor. The ultimate soul tie to break that. That's the ultimate.
We have to break our soul tie with them. We have to break our soul tie with bondage.
Mm.
We got to break our soul tie with abuse.
Woo.
We got to break our soul tie with poverty.
Ooh.
We got to break our soul tie with aggression.
Yes. Come soul tie with poverty.
We have to save our aggression for those who have harmed us, not for those who live in the house with us.
See. Come on. Come on. Break our soul tie. She just gave us a list, y'all. Soul tie with abuse, with poverty, with harmfulness. Bad people, that's don't mean it's no good. Love builds you up. It makes you better. It makes you stronger. If it ain't doing it, it ain't love. This whoa.
Ooh. We gotta break our soul tie with self-hatred.
They trained us
not to love the way we look.
They trained us
not to love our body. And now they are spending thousands and thousands of dollars trying to imitate us.
Mm.
They are putting harmful substances in their body to give themselves a butt that we naturally have.
I heard that quote from a jazz musician. He said one of the greatest compliments is imitation. I always trying to imitate, but we don't see it like that. But they trying to imitate. Yeah.
Because we're toxified. We've been told that we're not good enough.
Mm.
We're not beautiful enough. We're not smart enough. We're not clever enough. We're not creative enough. And every day on my Facebook page, I put up something called Hidden History News.
Mm.
And I put up one more person every other day when it comes up for me that created something that's making America run.
Mm.
We talk about when you have a camera in your house, outside your house to see what people are doing.
Mm.
A black woman created that.
Mm.
The amount of things that we created to make America run is staggering.
Ooh, she said to make America run. Oh my, we the gas
it is
and then the
staggering.
Engine. Ooh, we the gas
yes,
and then
we
the
are
engine.
The engine. We are the engine of this country.
Oh my God. Ooh. That's why when they boycotted the buses during the 60s, that's why they shut that city down. The black people didn't do what for a year and a half?
But they shouldn't have done that. They should not have boycotted Anglo-Saxon stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
They should have built their own and went on about their merry way.
That's how you win. You build your own stuff. You build your own.
There's
you
no
own.
Value and forcing someone to let you sit next to them. They're never going to agree to that.
Because you're putting your energy out there to them. Right.
You're using your energy in the wrong way. And they're afraid of us.
Oh, you got to pull your energy back to self. Ooh. Mm. Come
because
on.
Because we have melanin, we're going to pull everything toward us. They won't be able to remain be themselves if we are in our right state of mind.
Oh, she brought up that word melanin, y'all. Melanin. And just so y'all know, folks, in next month we have the melanin series. We're going to have some melanin speakers on melanin teachers, okay? Woo! Oh, my goodness.
So
we need another break.
Our skin, our color is not a Crayola color. This is creation inside of us. Our hair defies gravity.
Talking about the hair.
Our hair coils in a 9-ether coil. We are galactic. And they wanted us to feel unempowered because they felt unempowered around us.
We are galactic. That needs to go on a shirt. Grandma, yeah. You are describing. Ooh, I'm about to cry. Y'all know how I get. The healing.
Our hair defies gravity. It twirls around and sticks up. It goes toward heaven.
But you are describing our hair, our look, our sound. We are, the healing is in us. We are divinity. We came with it. We are, yes. Oh my God.
Because they have a God complex, they want to kill God in us.
Come on. And we ain't having that. No.
So what we do is, so detox means every part of everything that is part of them, we reject it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now we have a diet that is a European diet. That diet makes us weak. That diet makes us dumb. That diet makes us aggressive to each other. So the European diet is a diet that consists of wheat and pigs and cows and dairy and sugar. That's their diet. So macaroni is wheat. In West Africa and here in Native America, we don't have wheat in our diet. It short circuits our brain. It breaks down the glucose and gives us sugar diabetes. Dairy. Melanated people do not have the ability to digest dairy. Dairy is for Anglo-Saxons. In case y'all don't know, I'm calling Anglo-Saxons the one who call themselves white. European. Because their weather is terrible. I've been to Europe. Their weather is awful. They don't have a long growing season. They don't have no food. So Almighty God, in her divine wisdom, she made it so that the thing that causes you to be able to digest lactose, in brown people, it stays open for 3 years until you finish nursing. In Anglo-Saxons, it never closes because they don't have no nutrition. So they have given us, who don't have the ability to digest lactose, a lactose diet.
And that's most of where our diseases come from. This dairy type of. But I just see it like this, Grandma. We should not be putting anything white in our system. That's what you're describing.
No, because we also didn't have rice here.
We only brown
Nigeria,
sun
they
foods.
Have their, we didn't have rice. All right. So rice is another thing on that list.
Yes.
So we talking wheat,
white
dairy,
rice, white flour, white sugar, white bread. Please, nobody eat no white bread. Oh my God, sheesh.
Well, that's wheat. We don't want to eat wheat, period.
No
we don't want to eat wheat.
No wheat, y'all.
All right, so we don't want to eat rice. We don't want to eat white rice either. All right. If you must eat rice, you should eat black rice or brown rice.
That's right.
Or red rice. Do not eat. And then if you have O blood type, you should avoid rice. If you're an A or a B, you can eat rice, but don't eat white rice under any circumstance. Never eat white rice, because white rice used to be brown rice.
Ooh.
And then they took the brown, beautiful coating off of it and just gave you the starchy part.
I was in a class. It's an old white guy. He was an instructor. This was a transportation class. I never forget. And he said when he was young, he used to work in a sugar factory. He said, if y'all knew what they did to sugar, he said, he said, sugar's not white. They strip
it's
it.
Not.
Yeah, he said, if you'd seen the process of what they, he said, you would not eat it. I never forget that.
sugar is brown. When you press sugarcane juice, because I used to live in Hawaii in the jungle, and they had a sugarcane press. That's the only way they use sugar in Hawaii, was to press the sugarcane. And it comes out of the juice presser brown.
See. Stay true to self. Grandmother, I wonder, as we begin to wrap it up, because this has just been... Ooh, I want to go back to the very beginning of which something you said, and we're still talking about the healing process, y'all. Balancing ourselves out, healing environments, healing self, healing our heart chakra. You mentioned the Ankh, and you broke that down. The Ankh, the importance of that, tapping into that God consciousness, the God within. That's what you're talking about, killing the God in us. But we're saying, no, we're going back in to revive the God, Goddess within.
They wanted to kill the God within us, but it's unkillable.
See.
In Nigeria, they say, Ishe Oluwa Koleba Jeo. And that means what God created, no human can destroy it.
Come on, say it again. Say that again.
Ishe Oluwa Koleba Jeo. What God created, no human can destroy it. Our ancestors understood this is a temporary situation here. We are temporarily disabled. We are temporarily set down. We are temporarily outside of our mind. But Ishe Oluwa Kole Bajeo, what God created, practice can't destroy it. Try as you might, demon, you can't destroy it. All we have to do is detox, and our memory will come back. So we detox from their food. We detox from their media. We detox from their jobs. We detox from having any contact with them. And then we recreate ourselves like a phoenix that's been burned in the fire, and it evolves brand new again because all the trash has been burned off of.
Grandmother, I'm going to. Woo! I gotta catch a breath. I need inhale. I ain't even got asthma, y'all. Okay, I done held my breath just now. She said we're gonna rise like the phoenix, y'all. This has been. This is a historical show. Historical show. Mother and father wounds healing the heart chakra. Grandmother, of course, is always on her cosmic assignment. And she brought it. And she will continue. We're going to do a follow-up show, y'all, in a few weeks with grandmother.
One last thing to add, though.
Is it in harmony with what you just said, grandmother? Because I'm about to close
it
down.
We must detox from their education as well.
Okay, so we got to...
We must use our voice to hum light into our body.
Okay, so we got a list of what we need to detox from, y'all. We know this. And it's all about getting back to the God, the Goddess within. And as grandmother said, it is unkillable. I like how she put that down. And this is a temporary situation. That's important to say. Folks, we're going to go out again. You have been with The Revolution is Black Love Podcast. As usual, we burn stuff down on this day, Wednesday, October 9th. This is a gift to y'all across the diaspora. This is in Black Love. It's wrapped all up in Black Love for all y'all. As you all know, Grandmother Walks on Water and her daughter, Mumu Fresh, are sound healers. So we're going to give y'all a little taste of that as we begin to exit today. This is a show that you all are going to want to rewind, rehear again. And as Grandma mentioned, the power of sound and vibration. You may want to just hear this last part. This is from a healing concert that they did a few years ago, and we're going to hear a snippet of it. And we want y'all to listen to this over and over again to begin this healing process for you, for your people, for your tribe, for your village. Black love, people of the sun. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you, grandmother.
You're welcome. Appreciate you so. Lots of keys, family.
All right, so we're going to ask Charlotta to play the gong and the key of the heart chakra. So if you could just take your focus to your hearts and resonate there, open there, shed away any hardships, any hurt, open it up to be healed and renewed.
who is sick right now. And I want to ask that each person in the room, at the sound of my voice, just spend some time in deep meditation, praying for his healing. And I was with him one day, and his eyes were shining, and I felt myself being pulled into a vortex of light, of love. There was so much love there, I didn't believe my body could stand to hold it. And I got up and went to my writing table and wrote this. The memory of freedom through my mind. I am the moon, and she is me. She beckons the seeds of the earth towards her light. She pulls the sacred water from my body and pulls my sister, the ocean, towards her glow. If I stare at my hand, will it burst into stars? If I take one more breath, will I become the ocean and run downstairs, out the front door, into the street, and then evaporate and never be seen again? Not by the naked eye, but by the heart's eye and the mind's heart. If I quiet my mind, could I shapeshift into a blade of grass blowing in the wind? And then become the wind and blow myself to China. Pretty porcelain plate at a fancy dinner party. A party where birds sit leisurely outside the window in perfectly purple trim bonsai trees, singing. If I open my heart, could I become that song?
relationships, I say, yeah. Say yes. Look at your neighbors and say yes.